Hello and welcome to episode number 43 of the Rollo and Slappy Show. Today is June 12th, 2017. I am Rollo McFlugel and with me is Slappy Jones 2, and we are both from McFlugel.com, of course. The show notes page for this episode is McFlugel.com/43. You'll be able to find links for things we talk about in the episode, as well as ways to subscribe to the podcast and Facebook and Twitter and our email newsletter. So I'm going to hand it right over to Slappy, and he's going to introduce our topic.
Cool. Thank you, Rollo. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So today's topic, we're going to talk about a phenomenon that happens whenever anyone from Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, or really any other state in the union travels to the Jersey Shore or just stops over in Cherry Hill to visit. New Jersey has some funny laws. You drive across the state from Philadelphia to South Jersey to get the beach. Need to stop for gas along the way. You'll notice at every single gas station in the state, you'll pull your car up to the pump. If you get out, they'll tell you to get back in because it's full service everywhere. Why is that? Well, it's the law. So, Rollo, why does this matter? Who cares? So what? You go to New Jersey and they have full service. Isn't that kind of a nice feature? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, no, I don't actually think it's a nice feature. It drives me crazy. One, because there's normally not that many attendants, or at least unless you go to one that's kind of dead, there's a lot of cars, especially if you're traveling to and from the shore. There's certain points where there's everyone.
Well, there's shore traffic, and there's long lines at all the gas pumps always.
Right. And even if there isn't a line to the gas pump, it happened to me a week or so ago where – there's a gas pump that was open, but there's only one attendant and there were other cars. So even though I wasn't in a line, I was in a line waiting. And also I also don't like paying someone to spill gas on my car's paint. So that's a little bit annoying too, because it's not their car. So they're really not going to care. They're rushing a little bit too, because they're going all around different cars. So there's not that great of an incentive structure there to make sure that they do as good of a job as they can. It also, I mean, just from a personal inconvenience standpoint, it's also bad for the economy and it's bad for overall wealth production. And that's kind of ironically counter to the point that people make when they defend the laws. They say, oh, well it helps create jobs for people. Because without the law, then maybe there wouldn't be these jobs for people to pump gas. So it's given these people work. So that's good. Well, that's bad. If those jobs wouldn't exist without the law being there, then that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's actually a strain on the economy, not growing the economy. Just kind of like if you invented a job and you're going to pay someone all day to dig a hole and then you're going to pay someone else to fill the hole in, you're paying these people money, but when it's done, it's exactly what it was before. There has been nothing created. It's exactly where it was, except now money was taken out of the economy that could have been put to efficient uses and given to people to dig holes and fill them up. But one point I want to make that I think is interesting, and I don't know if you know this answer or not, so I'm kind of throwing it at you. But I was in Jersey last week. I was visiting some clients, and I had to stop for gas. And the gas was about 20 cents cheaper than it is in Pennsylvania. Why could that be?
Oh, it must be because the unnecessary jobs and wasteful things makes it cheaper. No, it's because Pennsylvania has some of the highest taxes on gas in the country.
So it shows you what the price of gas could actually be. I mean, they're paying people to pump gas that don't need to. We all know how to work a gas pump nowadays. Maybe I wouldn't be shocked if the reason they put that law in there is because gas pumps were relatively new, maybe hard to operate. I don't know how old the law is. And so they wanted someone who was trained. Gas is very dangerous. It's explosive. Gas pumps probably weren't as good as they are today back then. Now they have the automatic shut off and the pumps break away if you drive. It probably wasn't like that 30, 40, 50, whenever that law went into effect, but obviously with changes in the market, we have better gas pumps that are easy to use that anyone can use. So, but the gas is cheaper there. So the fact that Pennsylvania does have some of the highest gas taxes in the country, and Jersey's are obviously lower than PA's, but Jersey is paying people to pump the gas. How low could the gas price actually be if we had a market for it?
I would love to know and pay that price.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, back in the day, we watch old movies or we hear our parents and grandparents talking about, you know, back in the old days that you go to a gas station and gas stations be full service. Watch an old movie and, you know, someone pulls up to the gas station and the man runs out of the building, says, fill her up, starts pumping the car with gas, checks the air pressure on the tires, checks the oil, maybe adds some water to the radiator, washes the windows. So there used to be
full service,
right? So there used to be a market for it. And I think one of the reasons why that has changed is, one, you already mentioned about the, you know, the better gas pumps, but also we have much better cars. We don't have to fill the cars with water in the radiator anymore. They don't lose oil really at all.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with oil in any of my cars.
Yeah, if your car is losing oil, that typically means there's something really wrong with it. You need to get that fixed. So, and I remember when I was younger, I remember there were some gas stations that had signs that there were a couple pumps reserved that said full service.
They used to be pretty common.
Right. And if you wanted full service, you wanted someone to come out and, you know, pump your gas for you, you could do that. But I don't know the last time I've seen a full service pump. And I think it's because that no one uses it anymore. It's not worth it. And it's, if you're getting, you know, only a couple percentage of people using the full service, do you really need to have someone staffed there to?
Right. If people aren't using it, that's space that could be used for people to fill up their own gas.
Right. And I don't think someone in the middle of Pennsylvania is going to say, well, I want a full service, you know, gas station, so I'm going to drive all the way to New Jersey to get that. No, they're going to suck it up and pump their own gas, and not even suck it up.
No, I mean, if there was a need, if there were these people in the middle of Pennsylvania, more than one, who really wanted full service, they'd probably walk into the gas station, get talked to the attendant and say, you guys don't do full service anymore. And if that guy keeps hearing it, they'd probably have a full service pump. And if it makes some money, if that attracts more business, then good for him.
And I'm sure you could walk into a gas station and go to the attendant and say, hey, I need help pumping my gas.
Right.
I mean, there are signs on the on a lot of gas stations. There's a button that's if you're handicapped.
You can push the button, someone will come out. Yeah,
it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, to force the law on people, it just screams of, you know, the nanny state. And the other thing that's not really seen very much is it could even be seen as a subsidy for the bigger gas stations as opposed to the smaller.
Absolutely. If you're trying to break in as a new gas station, that's a bigger upfront cost you have to put out there.
Right. And if you want to be a 24-hour gas station in New Jersey, well, you've got to hire at least one person. Well, yeah. Not more than one. You have to hire enough people to make sure that you have at least one person at the gas station, at the pumps, ready to pump gas at all times. And that's a lot of cost, especially to a smaller gas station that's operating on, you know, thin margins, because the margins are really low. So to add that cost, it just maybe they're not even able to start cracking into the business. And so that only helps, you know, the bigger guys that are already there.
Absolutely. You don't see too many independent gas stations. And they used to be around.
Oh, yeah.
But it's mostly now, you know, all the big names that everyone knows.
Right. So I guess we could talk a little bit more about, because I think we kind of glossed over a little bit of how it doesn't really help with job creation. So we're presumably paying more for gas, right?
Right. Because you're paying someone to pump it.
Right. So how would that be better used? in the economy? How is that going to create more jobs? Because where's that money go?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
So where does that money go? It goes to the guys pumping the gas.
Well, I'm saying that the money that would be saved, how does that create more jobs? How does that make the economy better?
Oh, you're saying if those jobs weren't there and that money wasn't used to pump gas, that doesn't need to be pumped. Most people would be happy to do it on their own, get out of their own car and pump their gas. Instead, they're paying someone to do it. Well, it would go to whatever those people want it to go to. It could, you know, it could go to groceries. It could go to their car payment, their rent, could go to a whole lot of things. But those people are going to put it to where it's needed in the economy. It's not needed to pump gas. So, you know, the answer is it depends on the individual where it goes. But it's not able to go there because it's put to an inefficient use in someone pumping the gas.
Right. And so we see that in all sectors of the economy. Really, any time that the government makes a requirement that says, well, you have to do this certain thing this way. So they direct all the resources there instead of allowing the market to put it where it thinks it's necessary, as in, you know, the market being all of the actors in it.
Right.
So it's really this idea that the government can centrally plan. That's kind of the underlying cause of the problems.
Right. You see, where people spend their money is what we want in the economy. So if people aren't spending their money on something, in this case, someone else to pump their gas, that means it's not wanted or needed. And so if someone, a third party, comes in and forces you to do that, the reason it's a strain on the economy is that money would be put to its more efficient use where people want and need it. Instead, it's being taken out and given to the people who pump the gas. They're not really providing an additional service, economically speaking, because they wouldn't be there without the law.
Right. So I liked your analogy you had earlier, is that it's like digging a hole and then filling it right back in, because
it's work. Yeah, it's basically what they're doing, essentially. I mean, you're creating a job, creating, you know, in quotes, creating a job that's not needed or wanted, and you're not better off afterwards as a whole.
So they're just creating a job for the sake of a job instead of creating a job because it adds value.
And then the other unseen cost here is the labor that is being employed to pump gas could be put to where it should be, where it would be more efficient. Maybe there's some store, you know, usually people who pump gas are either uneducated or young or trying to break into the job market. It's not, people don't usually go for a career in the pumping gas industry. In fact, it's used as kind of a joke. What are you going to pump gas your whole life or whatever? But there could be stores or businesses opening looking to hire unskilled labor or entry-level jobs, but there's less of the supply of labor because it's being employed into uses that aren't needed.
Right. And like you said, and I don't know exactly how moving up in the gas station business is like. I'm sure there's people that started pumping gas.
Sure, but
worked their way up, just like you could start cleaning dishes and bussing tables at a restaurant and end up owning a restaurant. But I don't know that.
But it's work experience.
Right. It's good. I'm not decrying it or anything.
I mean, what if you're the law is, you might have to be 18 to work at a gas station. I don't know what the law is. But if you're a 16-year-old trying to find work, you know, it's a way to put something on your resume that you did something.
Right.
That you showed up on time, you worked hard, if you did. But they would be nice if they were used in where they should be, in their most efficient spot.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying that there's it's very limited on how.
Well, yeah, it's
up in that sort of business, as opposed to if you maybe you work at a
stocking shelves at a store.
Right. There's a lot more potential for growth in what you're doing there as opposed to a gas station. I mean, I guess if your gas station has a garage in it, then maybe you go in the garage. But I think there's a completely different skill set there, and a lot more, you know, training that would have to be done. I don't know. And that's why I don't know how 16-year-old kids are best put in the economy.
Right. I can't decide that.
But neither do the New Jersey or Oregon lawmakers. Oregon's the only other state.
Yeah, Oregon does too. How about that? I've been there, but I never drove there.
So that's the point. I can't sit here and say how the resources would be best directed, because if I did, then I'd be the richest man in the world because I solved the economic calculation problem.
Right. The mere fact that there has to be a law in order for these people to have a job shows you that's not where they belong.
Right. But where they actually belong?
We don't know. That's the unseen cost that we don't know.
Right. And that's why we need to allow the market to play itself out in order to maximize the potentially maximize the output of the economy. So I don't know. Do you have any more?
No, I think that wraps it up on the gas stations in Jersey. I'm sure they all make jokes about us Pennsylvania people when we go there and don't know what to do because we don't want or need full service. So you pull up there and you're kind of confused and not sure if you should tip the guy or not tip the guy or how it works. So I guess they get that out of it.
Well, it's funny. I had a friend in college who was from New Jersey and a big car guy, you know, knew everything about cars, rebuilt the engine in his car and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he didn't know how to pump gas. He couldn't do it when he came to Pennsylvania for college.
Well, those gas pumps are pretty tricky.
Yeah, especially when they have the instructions printed right there. And actually now the screens tell you what to do.
Yeah, and they even play clips of the news and sports and stuff while you pump.
It's so easy to pump gas, so they intentionally distract you.
Distract you, exactly. For the minute and a half you're out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have on it.
Yeah.
So if you have nothing to add, do you have a free market story for the week?
Yeah. So I had to get up early in the morning on Sunday around 4 o'clock and headed out my car not long after that. So I was a little groggy from getting up that early. And so I wanted a coffee because I had about a 45-minute drive ahead of me. And so I stopped at a local Wawa, which is open 24 hours a day, and got a coffee. And it's just nice. I mean, I could have made the coffee at home, but I was kind of running, wanted to get out the door as quickly as possible. And so it was more convenient for me to just, you know, spend the money at the Wawa to pick the coffee up. And it's nice that Wawa was open 24 hours a day and that there's a market incentive for them to do that. Whereas really most things that are operated by the government, they have very restrictive hours.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because the government's not driven by market incentives.
So you're set, give an example, like a post office, right?
Right.
What time? I don't know what time. I haven't been to a post office in years. What, do they close at like 4?
If you're lucky.
Yeah. But they don't have, I mean, they do have competition in a sense with UPS, FedEx, whatever.
But not for mail.
DHL, but not for mail.
And also their other stuff is subsidized. So.
Right.
That gives them a competitive advantage there.
I always think of the DMV because whenever I have to renew my license, it's a day off of work pretty much.
Really anything that's...
Yeah, they close at 3. Why? Because I have no other options.
Right.
They have the power to do that because you're not allowed to go anywhere else.
Right.
And there's no reason why they couldn't, even a state-run whatever, couldn't contract that out to private business. You could go into like a Staples or something and they have a Pennsylvania license. I don't know why you have to go to them. I guess they're afraid of counterfeits or whatever because the state would never cheat anyone. So
right. But it's nice to be out and about, and it happens. I mean, just talking about what we were just talking about with gas is that it's 24, a lot of gas stations are open 24/7. So if you're out driving, I mean, there's an obvious market need. There's not a lot of people driving at all times of the night, but there's enough people that are driving that people are going to need gas.
Yeah,
that's happened a lot.
It's funny you tell that story about getting a coffee at a weird time of the day. A similar story from just this past weekend. I was driving for Uber, and I like to drive the bar crowd home, keep the drunks off the road, and it's also entertaining, and yeah, I get paid for it too, so that's nice. But I ended up far away from my house at the end of the night. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and I wanted to get a coffee for the ride home, so I drove past a couple stores that were closed and finally found the big Wawa gas station with the lights on, gas pumps open, stores open, went in there and got a fresh cup of coffee. It made me think of the market, right? So I was out in the middle of nowhere and passed a bunch of stores that were closed. Why do you think it is that, I don't know, the three or so Dunkin' Donuts, Wawas that I passed that were closed, and this one's open? Well, if this one's open, we presume it's making money. Why don't the other three stay open 24 hours a day as well?
Well, it's probably because they're not able to make enough money to justify staying open.
Right. There's just, that's what I would say. There's probably just not enough traffic out there where I was to support four or five stores open 24 hours. There's only enough in the market to support one. Now, if they had a population boom or something happened, they built something and there was more traffic out there, those other companies, those other stores may say, we think it's worth our time to hire people, keep this thing open all night, and still be profitable. But that's another point in the market. Nobody decided. There wasn't the town hall meeting that said only one store. At least I don't think there was. You never know, though. But only one store is allowed to be open 24 hours. The market just kind of figured it out.
Right.
And if the other stores could be profitable and be open all night, they would. But the market can't handle that many 24-hour stores.
Or it could be that the owners of the other stores just don't want to be open 24
hours
a day.
Well, that could be it too.
And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. And that creates a demand for another store to get better, more money and more profits out of that opportunity.
But the nice thing is that it wasn't a DMV style thing where they just keep it open. Like actually the Pennsylvania liquor stores have state regulated hours. You can't get a bottle of liquor at night.
Right.
So thankfully they don't do that with coffee. They let the market decide how long it can be open.
Or gasoline, because if it's, 2 o'clock in the morning and I want to run my tractor, but I'm out of gas, I can run down to the gas station and fill my can up.
I was waiting for it. I thought we were getting through, but you get your $20.
Thank you. I forgot about it for a while. I remembered it about halfway through the free market success talk.
Oh, there you go. Well, I have nothing more to add unless you do.
No, that's it. It's fun to do the little economic lesson ones a little bit. Yeah.
I think it makes people think. People don't think this way often. Your common everyday guy. Maybe you libertarians listening may be basic to you, but.
Well, it just goes to show you, and maybe take this as a, think of other things like this. Something as mundane as pumping your own gas and that law in New Jersey that everyone takes for, they just brushed it. It creates jobs. Well,
yeah.
If you think about it a little bit, you can see how wrong of a.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could outlaw, you could outlaw automobiles and we'll create a lot more jobs.
Right.
But we wouldn't be better off. We'd be poorer.
But it just goes to show, it just takes a little bit of critical thinking to kind of dismantle those arguments that are in favor of the state that just brush you aside. You can say, oh, no. If you think about it, this is actually what's really going on. So before we keep talking about whatever, or spinning in circles. Never mind. That was going to be a really bad joke.
Yeah, don't do it.
All right. So the show, before I ruin it, show notes page is. Yeah. That happened a long time ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Show notes page for this episode is mcflugel.com/43, where you'll find a link to an article we wrote in the past about. The kind of talk about the same thing, but it's in article form, and we touched on we got it more in depth in here. But if you want something to read or to pass along to someone, that article will be linked in the show notes page. There will also be links to subscribe to our podcast on both iTunes and Stitcher. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And also subscribe to our email newsletter. We have that linked in there as well.
Our weekly newsletter, yeah.
Yes. So that comes out every Wednesday. So those listeners that are on the newsletter, you'll be getting that. I'm working tonight on a another Borders article. So, and if you're not on that, make sure you get it so you can get the rundown for what we've done. So with that,
we'll catch you next week.
All right.
Peace.
Have a good one. See ya.